Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, Addition. And you know what that means. It's time for another episode of Mathematical Symbols Used to Denote Positive and Negative Functions. As always, I'm here with my boy, Division. How are you kicking it right now, Division?
I'm feeling a little, you know, I feel all right. I think I'm going to take my, I got to take this jacket off. I'm a little hot. Take this off a little bit.
Well, you know me, I love Addition, so I'm about to add someone else to the mix here. We got our boy Multiplication in the house. What's up, Multiplication?
Things have been crazy running around, you know, taking care of all my kids, you know, keep having more and more.
Yeah, we love it. I love to add members to the family too. You know, I see where you're coming from. You're really multiplying.
I want to say this about Multiplication. He used to be all alone, this crazy single man. Me and him used to go out all the time. Now he's got all these kids, right? He's got how many
times? Yeah, but you're just bitter because of your divorce.
Well, I think you should get a divorce and you should dump some of those kids with her, right? Then you'd have more time to do cool stuff. You guys are sitting a little close. I don't know if that's like sus or whatever.
What you just want me, like you saw those twins and you wanted me to multiply them.
No, I wanted you to just pick one.
Look, we're not here to bicker about personal stuff today. We're here to talk about the kind of things that mathematical symbols use to denote positive and negative functions love to talk about. And
maybe we should explain ourselves a little bit.
I think it's pretty
Division. You're right. That was stupid of me. I'm sorry, Addition.
Okay. This is what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Okay. Mm-hmm. If 7 and 3 were here right now, what would you guys do?
Oh, my God.
Seven and three walk in the room.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I make 21 kids immediately. Like, I just can't help myself.
No, dude. No, dude. Please. You have to get 7 on top of 3, man. 7 divided by 3. Get yourself a fraction.
No. But listen, in the order of operations, I come before both of you.
Okay, fair enough. Division, can you tell me what 7 divided by 3 is?
That means I get the final word. I get the final word.
No, you don't, because Addition comes after you, stupid.
Yeah, but you can't become before and after me.
Can I tell you guys what I would do?
Yeah.
I would add them up. 7, 3, bam, 10 right there. 10's a perfect number.
Yeah. No, I can see that. To me, I'd just rather have 7 divided by 3, though.
Can you tell me what
Let me ask you
this. Can you do that math for me?
What, 7 divided by 3?
Yeah. Could you do that right now?
Oh, shit, man. That's 2.333333333333333.
Just keeps
going.
Such an ugly number, though. That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that number at all. We got much cleaner numbers.
Yeah, dude. A nice 21 sounds perfect.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to divide that by 0.
I wouldn't. I'd probably like to add something to that, honestly. But okay, next scenario here.
You know what you know what I hate, though? And like Division has to deal with these all the times? Decimals.
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like decimals
at all. I hate dividing.
I fucking hate that guy.
But honestly, like some of my best friends are fractions.
I know. That's like, why I fuck with fractions. That's why you're Division.
Uh-huh. I mean, a lot of my kids are fractions. Honestly.
I kind
of
fuck with algebra because he like kind of brings us all together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He really does be using
the
all
algebra
of us.
Parties are always fucking lit.
Yeah, the whole he gets the whole. Do you guys
and then like he brings letters in? It's like letters get to hang out with us. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I see X and Y and Z all the time at his.
Do
place.
You guys remember that graph party we had? I think it was a parabola.
I didn't get it.
Year. Oh my God! Oh, that was awesome last year.
Okay, I got another situation I wanted to talk about. Some people at home might think this is a pretty similar situation, but it's actually very different. 2 5s just walk through the door. What do you do?
Oh, I mean, you know me, man. I mean, I got to get a 1. I'm dividing them against each other.
Oh,
personally,
1
that's
is a
what
great
I'm
number.
Doing.
Nice and clean. Me, I'm going to add them up myself and make a perfect 10 again.
Oh, but 2 10s for you,
see
man.
See how different
wow.
we are? We still get along as friends.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I can't help it. Like, 25 just sounds good.
That
you know,
sounds
it just sounds like it makes
too.
Sense to me.
Oh, guys, hold on. I just got a text. You know, Subtraction was said he was coming?
Mm-hmm.
Subtraction bailed.
Yeah, he subtracted his ass out of this podcast.
Yeah, he said he was too many. He said he's going to get out of here. So, damn.
That's what, like, Subtraction, like, we don't really vibe because, like, I'm always trying to get more and, like, make more and, like, spread the love. And he's, like, just trying to, like, tear us down and, like, take shit away and shit. Like, Division, like, splits stuff up, but he doesn't, like... Like, he could just be splitting up a really big amount, which is okay mm-hmm. with me.
Yeah.
Well, I could say one thing for his favor, though, is like, I'm Addition, right? I love to add. But it's like, all I do
That's
is
why
keep,
we get along.
I keep adding and adding and adding. And sometimes, though, you got to take some of these numbers away or else the numbers are going to get too damn big. So sometimes I need Subtraction to come in and do his
thing. Yeah, it is true. Like, you and I both have the problem where we're like, we'll just have too much to drink because we just
keep adding
or multiplying.
Yeah. For you, it's even crazier. Yeah.
Dude, can I ask you, Addition? Like, this is super fucked up, but I've always been, like, super curious about it. So if it's, like, crossing a boundary, just let me know. But, like, does it feel fucking weird when you're adding negative numbers?
I don't know. I kind of get used to it. I prefer to add two negative numbers.
So it's an even bigger negative number?
Yeah, but then I like to add that to a big positive number. I don't really have a problem with negatives, honestly. It just kind of depends on the situation, but I kind of got used to it. It is a little weird because it looks like a minus sign.
I'll
fuck
with negatives.
Yeah, I fuck with negatives for sure.
Yeah.
I just wish that they put the negative sign in front of, or the minus sign in front of every negative. I wish they would put the plus sign in front of every positive.
I honestly fuck market. With minus. Like, even though he is a bear, like, it's weird to hang out with the bear, I fuck with minus.
Yeah. And, like, it can be a little negative and shit, but, you know, really, you just got to pair it up right, you know? Because sometimes you have too many positive people around, like, you don't get any, you know, it's just, I'm just dividing the same stuff. It's super clean and simple, and I'm just not as into it.
Yeah.
I was listening to this podcast the other day that was about, like, the seven deadly sins, and I kind of liked this gluttony guy because he kept, like, talking about how much he wants to, like, eat. And I was like, yeah, just keep multiplying the pizzas.
Mm-hmm. I would personally, I would add another pizza, but I wouldn't necessarily multiply it. But it's all like, it's I see where you're coming from. For